1340 96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. Time for a look at the news. It's the 25th day of July for 2018. Well, once again today, PG&E is urging customers to conserve energy and stay safe during this forecasted heat wave. Now, California's grid operator has called a statewide flex alert for today, and PG&E urges customers to conserve energy as triple-digit heat will impact much of the company's service area. Now, the California Independent System Operator issued a flex alert, a call for voluntary electricity conservation from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. today. Now, the utility and the Independent System Operator are asking consumers to conserve, especially during the late afternoon when customers typically, you know, return home from work and crank up their air conditioners. Now, even with the forecast increased demand, PG&E says they do have enough electricity to meet the increased demand for power. But according to the utility, small changes can make a big difference in reducing the demand on the power grid during periods of extreme heat. And J.D., you've got more news on that extreme heat.
Yeah, the National Weather Service and local county health officials have issued a heat advisory today through Thursday evening. Daytime highs from the upper 90s into the triple digits are forecast for the foothills, with highs of 105 to 110 expected in the northern and central Sac Valley. Now, a heat advisory means a prolonged period of hot temperatures is expected and will create a situation in which heat illnesses are possible. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned environment, stay out of the sun, check up on relatives and neighbors. Don't forget your pets. Also, know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. If their condition persists, call 911.
And the Amador Board of Supervisors have agreed to road closures to allow road improvements near the under-construction Buena Vista Casino. Now, meeting Tuesday morning, the supervisors voted to approve a road closure plan for Buena Vista Road and Coal Mine Road. As part of the Buena Vista Band's agreement with the county, contractors for the casino are rebuilding these roads. Now, this will form the most direct route to the new casino. While some neighbors to the project in public comment called for one-lane controls during the construction, Supervisor Richard Forrester, who represents that area, said that the majority of residents he had heard from preferred road closures for a shorter project rather than traffic controls at a much longer construction time. Several sections of Buena Vista will be closed now through mid-September. Coal Mine Road will be closed for a month starting in mid-October. The board also approved a request for proposals for an audit of how county elections are run. The county will seek an outside review of election procedures in the wake of a June primary that saw most polling places run short on ballots. Several local fire chiefs also spoke at Tuesday's meeting, objecting to a proposed new fire station for the Amador Fire Protection District in Martell. The potential new station has yet to be publicly discussed by the Board of Supervisors, who also serves as the governing board for AFPD, but the idea has already drawn formal denouncements from the City of Jackson and City of Ione.
And the San Andreas CHP has ended its search for a hit-and-run suspect. As we reported last week, investigators were looking for the suspect in connection to a hit-and-run at the Sierra Hills Market parking lot on Highway 4 in the town of Murphy's. Security video showed the man driving a white Nissan Murano SUV, backing into the rear of an unoccupied SUV and then taking off. The suspect, a 60-year-old Arnold man, turned himself in by calling sheriff detectives. CHP reports his name is not being released, as this is an active investigation. The man has been questioned and could still face misdemeanor charges.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning, the eve of the Amador County Fair. Going to be warm for the fair again. We remind you, stay hydrated, make sure pets have plenty of cool, clear, fresh water, and check on your friends, especially the elderly and those that are infirmed. That's a look at local news from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. For the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.